blessing in here tonight. And keep your children near you. Because that's the thing. Many of you have been in my meetings. You see what happens sometimes. It gets away from me. And so now be real reverent. Be in prayer. Now remember, when I pray for these people, it isn't just my prayer. Every one of you pray the same time. You see? We're all together. We're not divided. Your prayer is just as much or more than mine. See? We're all one. I want you ministers to join right with me. Pray, and all of you, the laity, all of you, join together with me. You want to help somebody to get well. Now, I want you to do something for me tomorrow night, if you will. Some of your ushers. Don't let the cops and things set off on the side. Get them down here for me tomorrow night, will you? Do that. All right, now let's... Are you related to the... All right, come here. Every person is a spirit. Every one of you's got a soul. Now, when you go to believing, it's in that channel of faith. You believe that? Certainly. And if you get this one accord, that's when the Holy Spirit just moves in. Now, if you just won't, you don't take emotion now. Take faith, love. Lord, I love you. You couldn't lie because you're God. I love you. Love settles the thing. When you love your wife with all your heart, with all your soul, you just love her. There ain't nobody in the town could make you believe that she wasn't a good woman. That's right. See? Same thing, no old tattletales will come tell your husband ain't true to you when you really love him by confidence in him. Is that right? Love just covers it over, that's all. When you love God, all the fears just scatter everywhere. You just say, God, you're right, and I love you, and I'm healed, and I just go and take it. That's it. Everything can happen spontaneously if you just believe it. Now, here is a lady, and here's another scene like a Bible scene. Now, the lady is the colored lady. I'm a white man. We're both Adam's race. Just because she was raised in Africa and me in Ireland, that has nothing to do with it. See? Her people come from Africa, mine come from Ireland. And that God went right down in Africa with me down there and healed him. I've seen about, oh, I guess 30 or 40,000 healed with one prayer. That's right. That right, Brother Patrick? Right. Right. Right there of African natives. See, God loves them. They'd sit there, some of them being heathenism, and that sitting there with leprosy and looking up through those curls of the hair hanging down with mud, and they got just as much right to eat and live as we have. And your little hungry children is just as hungry as our little American children are hungry. And it's not fair, brother, and you young man, for just to be putting up church here and a church over here and a church over here and a church over here and the rest of the world dying for the Word of God and us fussing and stewing with one another. Lord, be uniting our efforts together and sending missionaries into all the world and preaching the gospel for Jesus is coming. That's right. Now let's pray. Let's be reverent now. Now, if this lady here, we do not know each other. We're strangers already. I've never seen you in my life. But the Lord Jesus knows you. He knows me. Now, my theme is this. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he's the same, he's got to be the same in power, same in principle, do the same work in the same way. Is that right? Did he say, I do nothing except the Father shows me first? Did he say it? All right. And now he told the woman at the well what her trouble was. He told Philip, he knows Nathaniel, where he was at and what he'd done. He knows Peter's name. Oh, just on down. That's the things he done. He never claimed to heal. How many knows he ever claimed to heal? He said, it's not me to do the work. It's my Father that dwelleth in me. I do nothing till the Father shows me to do. St. John 5:19. I remember Jesus' own words that he never did one miracle without God showing him what to do first. Is that right? What he said. Now, if Christ was standing here, the Lord Jesus, in a corporal body like mine, wearing this suit here, I want to ask you a question. Now, be careful now in how you answer. If Christ was standing here in a corporal body like mine, and this woman needed healing, and she comes in and said, Lord, will you heal me? Now, be careful. Could he do it? He has already done it. Is that right? How many know that healing is a finished work? Well, then, if you had something in a pawn shop and you went and redeemed it, could it be redeemed again? It's already out of pawn shop. You just have to recognize it. Is that right? That way, is salvation the same way? He was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes we were healed. Is that right? Then what would Christ do if he's the same yesterday and forever? He says, I've already healed you when I died for you. I was striped for you. See, that's why you got your healing. But now what could he do? He could tell what the Father is telling about her. Is that right? If he'll do the same thing tonight like he did then he's the same. Is that right? Now let's pray. Now, ladies, every engineering just now, if you will, just want to talk to you like our Lord did the woman at the well. Now, we know that in the last days there's going to be a revival of supernatural that's not going to be of God. We know that. But the way we're to tell it is by the Bible. That's right, by the Bible. Now, because it said, many will come to me in that day and say, Lord, have not I done this and that? And he'll say, depart from me. That's right. That must absolutely be just say it for that. Now, to fulfill the scripture, Jesus tells these things to fulfill the scripture. That's what he did when he came. He knew the people that it might be fulfilled with the spoken by the Father. Now, if he will come and do the same thing here tonight, reveal what you want me to pray for you for, would you believe him and accept it? It's the finished work. You will believe it? Will the audience believe it? If the woman, you say you'll see. We don't believe in swearing, but just to see her sincerity, I've never seen a woman in my life. Are we strangers to each other? You and I? If it is, just raise up your hand so people see. I've never seen her. Don't know her. Nothing at all. But the Lord Jesus knows you and he knows me. So now if he will do his work, I pray that he will. He just didn't ask it. What is, the lady's very conscious that something's going on. Because you can't see it. Just faintly it seems to come. Because it's in another world. Paul seen that light that cut his eyes out. And that was Christ. So Christ was in the form of life when Paul seen it. The same light that led the children of Israel to kill their father. So when we get in our eyes and see something, sometimes maybe others can't. But you're aware that something's going on. Now, I see the lady standing by someone. It's the doctor. He's giving a shot. You are here not for yourself. It's for the baby. It's your baby, and the baby has a. It's an allergy that's wrong with the baby. That when it eats anything, it swells up. That's right. And it's cut shot, and the doctor has done what he can, but it still don't do it no good. It just keeps swelling up. And you're wanting somebody else pray for.
Amen.
And that's a woman.
Amen.
And it's a woman preacher.
Amen.
And she's got cancer.
Doctor.
You believe?
Amen.
Now, blessed Savior, in the name of the Lord Jesus, may this happen. Cursed be the disease, and whatever that's wrong, may it be corrected by the great Holy Spirit. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, lady. Go and receive what you've asked for. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. It was very strange. I couldn't feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. I couldn't feel it. And now, I mean, in that way, I just so look like I want to bring people up around the altar or something. I was just so. But now it's different now. God be blessed forever. How do you do, sir? You believe with all your heart? We're strangers to each other, but God knows you. He knows me. You just feel that man sitting there nervous. He says, you want to claim it, my brother, and go home, and you have what to ask for you. So that's fine. Fine. And that town has had an operation or something in its only ear. And it won't heal up, it just keeps running. Right. Paul said, Augie, do you think that God will make you well? You believe it? I've Johnson. Exactly right. You live on a street called Juniper. 8404. Right. Castro Valley. Take a child home, it's going to get well. Without thanksgiving, how do you do? We're strangers to each other. You believe with all your heart? You believe that Christ is present now? The preaching of the word. He loves it because it's his word. I don't know you. This is our first time meeting. But if the Lord God, our Heavenly Father, will by the Holy Spirit let me know what you want God to do, then you'll accept it as God telling you that you have it. Is that right? Do you believe it? Mm-hmm. Your trouble is in your stomach. Right. It's breathing off it. You're operating for it. Didn't do much good. Let me pray for your wife, she wants me. She's got female trouble. Well, go on. We see that there. If God can't believe. You believe, lady? You have something wrong with your spine. Pains in your spine. You have a knot in your neck. You want me to pray for someone else? But for me. She's got asthma. Go home and find it, so. In the name of the Lord Jesus. May God bless you. If you believe, if you can believe, God is all sufficient if thou canst believe. How do you do, sir? Suppose you're strangers to each other. The Lord Jesus knows your soul. You're a minister. Is that all right? Something wrong in your ears. Right. There it is. You're praying for someone else. That's a man. He doesn't live here. He lives in North Dakota. It's a brother-in-law. He's got cancer. So find it the way you believe, my brother.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Have faith. Now, when I said to the man arthritis, you had a funny feeling. Because that's what you've had to. You believe that Christ will make you well? Let us pray. Blessed Heavenly Father, receive this woman in prayer. I'm glory now and heal her and make her well for Christ's sake. Come, lady. You want to get over that lady's trouble, female trouble? You believe that God will make you well? That book that you have has eternal life if you believe it. It has healing also for you. Do you believe it? And then, Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll heal the woman and make her well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I believe with all your heart. Hard to get up sometimes. You have another trouble, ladies, that followed you for some time. Not reading your mind, Mother, but your main thing you're wanting God to read for as far as the life is because it's guiding you to that. Now look, there's something here that knows you. Is that right? You know it's not me. Do you believe it's the Son of God who kind and loves you? Then the Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. If you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Is that right? Let's come here just a moment. Let us pray. Blessed Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll heal her and let her go home and be well in Christ's name. And God bless you, Christian. I believe with all your heart. Would you come with me? How do you do? If God will let me know what you want to be healed of, will you believe him to heal this?
Yes.
Then let God be with you and you'll be made well. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Would you? Would you serve him all the rest of your life? Dear Heavenly Father, I bless the woman and pray that you'll make her well as we all, one great unit of people, pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Believe with all your heart. 105 yearly with it, baby. We go quick. But God can heal heart trouble. Yes, it's no trouble for Him to do it. You believe that He will make you well? Now, the Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. I'm getting weak at you. I'm just trying to find something. Well, can I lift those hands on you and bring to you? Blessed Heavenly Father, I bless this woman, and I pray that you will heal her and make her well in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go out and be made well. Nervous conditions cause a stomach trouble. If you believe God will make you well, you will. Let me have your hand just a minute, brother. Oh, God, I lay my hand up on her. We know that you're here, Father. And I just bless the woman in Jesus' name for her healing. I just can't hardly see the audience because you're such a blank of faith out there now. What God could do for you, just a moment. You believe He'll make you well now? Take off your eyes and He'll make you well. You believe He'll make you well? You'll never have to go around with a little white stick crippling around. You believe it?
Yes.
Then receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ, God's Son. That's it. Believe in God, He'll heal you, let's get in trouble and make you well, and you'll go home and be well. You believe it? Come here, let me make you well. Blessed Father, I pray in Christ's name that you'll heal the woman and make her well for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. All right, will you come on? You believe me to be the servant of God? But you believe me with all your heart to be the servant of God? You got some trouble, got all the out, and you went back in me. Is that true? Then you can meet me. Oh, Jesus, Son of God, I pray that you'll heal the woman and make her well in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, come in. You believe, lady, as you come, with all your heart, you believe me to be God's prophet. You believe. As mother condition, you believe God will make you well? Here's one thing that you need worse than that. You need salvation. Jesus Christ. You've got sick husband, you have him. You've got stomach trouble. He's not saved either. Would you give your life to Christ now? You believe on Him as the Son of God? You tell your husband to believe the same thing you both that He be baptized and your diseases and things and sins will all be gone. You believe in God's prophet, then you'll do it. You accept Christ as your personal Savior now? You do. Come here. Jesus of Nazareth, her sins forgiven. She's now ready for healing. God's blessed that it can be so just now in Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Some ministers get us sick and yeah. Are you believing? Let me out. Is that? That's a, just a minute. Let's look at this prayer line here a minute. Hold still. Get this way. Bring your knees over. Christ is here. My boys back here, and some of them, I know when they come and hit me inside, it's time for me to leave. I won't even look at this audience in a minute. I want you to believe. I want you to believe. With all your heart. Here's a man sitting right here, 5 foot 1, sitting right beside a colored woman, sitting here with suffering with heart trouble. He's praying to God for me. Pray for him. If that's right, mister, why don't you raise up your hand? That's right. You believe that God will heal you? The one sitting right next to you, the man right next to you, you believe you to be God's servant, sir? You do? Trying to get over asthma. That's right, isn't it? All right, one looks for you. Ladies, how do you think about it? You believe it to be the Son of God's work? You do? You want to get over female trouble. That's right. Raise up your hand. All right, sir. The Bible says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. The little lady next to her, what do you think? You know, you're over stomach trouble. That's right. Raise up your hand. That's true. All right. Believe. If thou canst believe. A lady right next to her, what do you think about, lady? You believe you to be God's prophet? You want to go over ulcers, don't you? Stomach ulcers. Raise up your hand, that's right. All right, you can have it. What about you, lady? Look around there right next to her there. You believe with all your heart? You believe? You want to go over that spinal condition? That's it. Then you can have it. What about the lady next to her? You believe? You do? You want to go over heart trouble? Then accept it. I challenge anybody in here in the name of Christ to believe it. I challenge you to believe it, my brother. I am not a deceiver. I'm your brother, and Christ is your Savior, and He's your healer here. Do you believe it? But in Jesus Christ's name, stand to your feet, accept your healing, and you shall have it. If you will give Him praise and glory in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I think we all need to say a kind word for this PA operator here, a real gentleman if I ever met one. He said, sent word to my son now, said, tell me not to think about time, that he'd donate his time and give it free. The Lord bless my brother. I trust that someday when life is all over, in the world that is to come, I can walk up to that brother and call this knife to his memory for trying to help these poor people that's in need. The Lord bless is my sincere prayer. God be merciful. Now as soon as this, I ask them to bring these people in these chairs and things up here close tonight. Because you get, look, you think you're helpless. Where's your, have you got any prayer cards? Yeah. If you don't get here early or something, is that what it is? You don't have to have it. You don't. You just look this way and live. How many of you, not look to me now, look to Christ. He's the high priest that can be touched for the feeling of our infirmity. How many over the building doesn't have prayer cards and you want Christ to heal you tonight? Let's see your hand. You ain't got prayer cards. Just look out there at the hundreds and hundreds of them that hasn't got prayer cards. They'll be healed just the same. I want you to do this. A young man, no matter what's wrong with you, I could sit and look at you a few minutes. The Lord Jesus would tell me, certainly. That doesn't heal you. It's your faith that heals you. That's just the brain remembrance that Christ is alive and He's here. But, and you in the chair there, sir, with, and the wheelchair, and the crutches, the lady with them in her hands, and the lady on the cot, and whatever you are, that doesn't have one thing to know more than anything else. You just believe and then say, God, I now accept it. And watch what takes place. See? Watch what takes place. God will honor that faith. All right? I think they're still lining up the prayer line down there. So now, let's look just a minute while until we get someone out here. Be real reverent, and I want to ask you something. If Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, He's the same in principle, the same in power, same in attitude. Is that right? Now, what did He do yesterday? How did He? What was the seal of His messiahship? Tell me the first thing He's done that made His seal His messiahship that we can think of in the Bible. The first thing I would think of would be found in St. John, the first chapter, when Philip got converted and went over and found Nathanael under a tree praying by 30 miles away and brought him back. And when he came up in the presence of Jesus, now here's the first time this seal was recognized. He came up in the presence of Jesus, and Jesus looked at him and said, behold, an Israelite in whom there's no guile. And this man astonished him. He thought, how did you know me? He said, Rabbi, when did you know me? He said, before Philip called you, when you were under the tree, I saw you. Is that right? Now, what did this man say to recognize his messiahship? He said, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Is that right? That's when a Jew sealed his messiahship for the Jewish people. Now, what's the next generation, the next place? It's a Samaritan. Jesus is on his road, St. John 4. He's going down to Jericho, went by the way of Samaria, sent his disciples away, and out come a woman. He looked at the woman. He said, bring me a drink. You're Samaritans now. What's this? I see a seal of messiahship here. Said, bring me a drink. She said, sir, it's not customary for you Jews to ask Samaritans such things. We have no such custom. We have no dealings with one another. He said, but if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. And she said, well, the well's deep, and you have nothing to draw with. He went ahead and told her what kind of water he'd give. Then the conversation kept on going. After a while, he listened now, close, the Samaritan, he said, go get your husband and come here. She said, I don't have any husband. Now, nothing seems to be any messiahship sealed yet, see? Go get your husband and come here. She said, I don't have any. He said, that's right. You've got five. And the one you have now is not your husband. Now set us right. Now listen to what she said. She said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Now, we know that when the Messiah cometh, he'll tell us things like that. But she didn't know who he was. He said, I'm he that speaks to you. And she run into the city and told the man, said, come see a man who told me the things that I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah? Was that the seal of Messiahship then? Is that the seal of Messiahship to the Jews? To the Samaritans? What do you Gentiles think about it? Would it be the seal of Messiahship to the Gentiles? Would it be? Now, are you soaking all this in? Then if he is the Messiah, he's raised from the dead, it's here tonight, then you don't have to ask me for anything. You just ask him for something. Then when you ask him, then he's obligated to answer you. Is that right? Ask what you will, and it'll be given to you. If ye abide in me, my words in you, ask what you will, it'll be given to you. You believe that now?
Amen.
Now, while they're still, I think they're still on the prayer line. You're not the pianist, are you? No, just come here. Was you one of them with the prayer card? Just stand right here just a minute. A real reverence, real quiet. What a beautiful picture that the Lord has given us. I said, are you Spanish or Spanish Mexican? All right. Now, here is a woman, that's a Spanish woman, and I'm of the Anglo-Saxon. Now, this is just exactly the way it was in the time of the Bible. Now, it's marvelous. Right now, the angel of the Lord, the pillar of fire that was with the children of Israel, had brought them through the wilderness, that was made flesh and dwelt among us, returned back to the Father and met Paul on the road to Damascus in another pillar of fire that even put Paul's eyes out almost. That same spirit is right here at this platform right now. Now, that's either the truth or it isn't the truth. And now, if he will prove that he should, in the same power that he was at the well of Samaria, to disbelieve it would be, mean to be lost. What does the Bible say? Go ye and what no more? Sin no more. Is that right? What is sin? Unbelief is correctly, sir. That's the correct answer. He that believeth not is condemned already. See? If you don't believe, you're just condemned. You're a sinner. The only way you can be saved is because you're a believer. That's right. Now, if the Holy Spirit, which was taken out of Christ Jesus, where his body, corporal body, is sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for on our confession. Do you believe that? He cannot do one thing for us until we confess it, and then he works as making intercessions on our confession. Is that right? Hebrews 3:1. Right. Now, but his spirit here. And he said in the church, gifts. And now, if the Lord Jesus will come to this woman and reveal to her something about her, I know or not, and will reveal and act in the same way that he did when he was at the well of Samaria, it ought to settle it. Let me ask the lady something. We do not know each other. Is that right? We're perfectly strange to each other. This is the first time we've ever met. I have no way of knowing you. Is that right? If that's right, just raise up your hand so all the Spanish people and all can see. Perfectly, totally strange. God in heaven knows that I don't know the woman. Never seen her in my life. But God knows her. And if he can, if I can just yield myself to his gift, and he can speak to this woman and tell her something about her life. Now, if I just went up here and say, I'm a servant of the Lord. Come here. You're sick, aren't you? Yes. You're going to be healed. Hallelujah. Go. She'd have a right to disbelieve that. But now, she don't know what the future holds. Neither do I. And I don't know what her past has been. But God knows both past and future. Is that right? Well, if he can reveal her past, surely he'd know her future then. Is that right? Then you're sure that you're right. You're positive sure. Now, you out there without prayer cards, you just look this way and believe it with all your heart and receive it. May God grant it is my prayer. Now, lady, just to talk to you a moment as you're preaching at length, and to just see if the Holy Spirit will reveal. If He does, I'll be happy, and all of us will be happy. And the church has promised the people that they would believe with all their heart if God would do this for us tonight. Now, I've spoke a long time. Now, my words are just the words of a man, except what I used of God. Now, I have said out of the Bible and proved it through Abraham that He is alive tonight, His covenant is with us, He is with us, He's the same yesterday, today, forever, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord's provided sacrifice. Now, if God said that Jesus is the same yesterday, forever, the Bible does, which is God's Word, and then if He's got to produce Himself the same way, He's Jehovah Jireh, He will provide whatever we have need to do it. Is that right? If it takes a prophet, He'll provide a prophet. If it takes a seer, He'll provide a seer. He'll provide it because He's Jehovah Jireh. And if He will produce it, then it's up to the audience to make their decision. Is that right? It's up to you. What would you think about it? If the Lord would tell me what you're here for, you might be an infidel, you might be a critic, you might be, I don't know who you are, but He knows you. But if He'll tell you what, at least what you're standing there for, what you're wanting of Him, or something on that matter that you know I know not, you'll accept it, believe it. You will. Well, may He grant it, is my prayer. Now, if you'll notice, the lady's not looking at me. She's looking down at the platform. Not touching, reading her mind. I'm just quietening myself. Quietening, just letting the Holy Spirit take over. Just yield. Yield. That's the way I have of doing that. It's a gift. Now, if the people can still hear my voice, let's see the ladies leaving. There stands that light standing near the woman. And she is in a condition of a rupture, and it's in the navel. She's ruptured in the navel, condition in that part of her body. You believe now? Now, just a moment. This is the last night. I want you to let me stand as long as possible. Let's just talk to the woman a little longer. Now, you know, that was true, every what it was. It was some condition. But it was the truth. I have no way of knowing that. Is that right? No, no way of knowing. Well, now, if you believe me to be His servant, may He do something else. So, you will believe. Yes, there is something else that you want to know about. There's something else that you're desiring in your heart. Just as much as the sons of Jesse come to the prophet to know whether they're new. You're longing for something else. And that is concerning, I see appearing by the lady, if the people can still hear me, it's a little girl. And the little girl has like a rash. That is right. And I see a little boy up here. And a little boy has got hurt. And he hurt his back. And makes his ribs stick out, his bones like that. Thus saith the Lord. That's true, isn't it? Now, you know that in your heart, lady, something's happened, hasn't it? It has. You've received what you've asked for. Your faith has made you to receive that what you've asked for. Go and get it in the name of the Lord. Do you love Him? To know Him is right. Now, just believe. Have faith. Don't doubt. Just believe. We're strangers to each other, are we? God knows us both. I don't know you, but God does know you. But if He will reveal to me what you want of Him, would you accept Him? You have an extreme nerve condition. It's a
more like a weary, a mental nerve. You're upset all the time, and you've got something wrong. You're trying to move sideways out of a chair. I see you getting up, kind of side, but it's in your hip. Something wrong in the hip. It's arthritis in the hip.
That's right.
And then there's something else. I notice you're holding yourself like this. It's in your chest. That's true. Lumps. Correct. You're scared. But don't worry. Go to leave you now. Go and believe me. Your faith, yes? God be with you. How do you do, lady? Suppose we're strange to each other too, but the Lord knows you, doesn't he? Your trouble's in your lungs. Right. I see you've had some like x-ray, like the VTB or something. Correct. You use your lungs a lot because you're a preacher, a woman preacher. That's right. Bible, do you believe that God will make you well? In Valley, California, aren't you? I return and get well in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Now, lady, I guess we're strangers to each other, but Christ knows us best. If God will reveal to me what you are wanting, will you receive Christ as your deliverer? Now, she's extremely upset about something. It's her nerve. She's all unnerved about something. And again, you've got trouble with your foot. That's right. And what's caused you nervous is because you had an operation there. And that operation was a cancer on the breast, and ever since then it's made you nervous. That's correct. You believe now it's all gone from you? You feel all right now. You'll stay that way because your faith is with you. Go on your road rejoicing and be happy. And may that be Christ's name. Amen. This lady's deaf and dumb. No, she's not. This woman can't speak English. Exactly right. You come to interpret for her. Amen. That's faith. You are here for a great cause, young lady. That's my word to you. You are desiring something great. That is, in my sermon tonight, as I was preaching on Abraham, you have come here, got a hold of a card some way, and got here. You want me to pray that God will give you a baby. That thus saith the Lord.
He wants me to pray for it. No, it is not the cancer. Was she healed today? But she wants me to pray for a back trouble she's got. That's right. It's a trouble in her back. Is that right? Now, do you believe you raised from the dead? Now, watch, if I talk to you just a little longer, maybe something else would be said I don't know. Now, I had no idea what your trouble. I don't know now what it was. See? But the recorders has got it. You can find out what he said. Let's talk just a minute longer and see if he'll tell me something else. I'll speak a woman that looks something on the altar. It's another woman, and she's praying for her. And she's in some kind of institution or a hospital. It's kind of it's a mental place. It's Madison, Indiana. It's a sister that you're wanting prayer for. That's in an institution. And if you will believe with all your heart and all that is within you, God will deliver. It'll heal your back and make you well. You believe it now? Why, come near. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that in Jesus Christ's name that you'll heal the woman and make her well and grant this blessing unto her. And I pray that the mercy of God will rest upon her and will heal her and give glory unto thyself. I pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I might say this. There's a vibration coming from there. From right back here. Just a moment. Stand there just a minute. I noticed that light left you. There's two men too crowded around me here. Everybody's a pulling. But I see it moving here. If somebody, if you guys got a female operation coming up. That's right. I've seen two or three people here. The light flew right back there, hit that person standing right back there. It's them praying for that. That's right. And you've got, it's a condition of a lady that's got a female operation. That's right. I go and receive your healing, and the Lord God make you well. Amen. Would you come? The lady, do you believe on the Lord Jesus? Do you believe that He raised from the dead? Now, to know you, I don't. I might have seen you. If you're from around here, I don't know. People come and go. I'm not around the tabernacle here. We have to know. But you are from the city. You're from the city. All right. Then, but I don't know you. But Christ does know you. But if He will reveal to me, standing here, what you're here for, would you believe it and accept it? And you know I don't know what you're here for. I have no idea. Only thing, you might have seen me around town or something, or something, I don't know. That's up to God. You know that. Right back there, you want to get over that bowel trouble you've been having? You believe the Lord Jesus will make you well? You believe it, you can have it. No, he's got a bad blood count sitting back there, I see him take. You believe the Lord will make you well? All right. You believe with all your heart? And you can have your healing. God heals you just then. You touched Him. You never touched me. You're 30 feet away from me. Amen. Now, do you believe He's raised from the dead? Just looking in now while the lines are moving. Oh, it is so hard here in Jeffersonville. In a crowd like this all around you, everybody. Jesus took a man by hand, led him out of town one time. Now look this way, sister, just a moment. Believe that the Lord Jesus is present to help you. You are suffering with a trouble that's in the rectum. And a doctor has examined you. And he told you it was hemorrhoid. I see you also trying to move across the house, and you're going real slow. You have arthritis. That's thus saith the Lord. The doctor said that you must be operated on. That's exactly right. And I see you sign that little card there in his office. Rebecca Baker, 509 Graham Street. That's exactly right. That's in his office on the record. That's right. Do you believe? Then you can have your healing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may this woman receive her healing. Amen. God bless you, lady. Go believe me now. Have faith in God. If you could only realize the presence of the Lord. Now, the lady standing here, If you might, I don't know you as far as I know. You don't know me, and I don't know you, is that right? All right. And you're somebody that doesn't know me, and I don't know them. I didn't know the other lady. But this lady's a total stranger as far as I know. If that's right, raise up your hand, lady. Our first time ever meeting in life. Here's a woman and a man. Just a beautiful picture of St. John 4, where a woman and a man met. And the woman was a Samaritan, Jesus was a Jew. And they began to talk to each other. And Jesus revealed the secrets of her heart and let her know where her trouble was. Now, if he's the same Jesus today, he can do the same work today. If this woman will raise her hand to God, not to swear because we don't believe in doing it, just raise her hand up in sincerity with mine that we've never seen one another before and know nothing about each other. Will you raise up your hand, lady? There you are. She's never seen me, I've never seen her, and she's a total stranger. Now, if there is the presence of the Lord Jesus to share, if the woman's sick, I couldn't heal her. She's already been healed. Christ healed her when he died for her. Do you believe that? But if he was standing here now with, in where I'm standing, and he was, could reveal to her or do something to bring her faith up to me, now she might be standing here for financial trouble. She might be standing here in domestic trouble. She might be standing here dying of a cancer. She might be standing here with TB. I don't know. I can't tell you. And now if you want to put yourself in my place, come here and take my place. You're welcome. Certainly. Neither do I know. Neither would I do it. But the God of heaven knows. Can you understand now? And if Christ will perform the same thing here, the infallible proof, like he's raised from the dead and prove that he's the same Jesus that talked to the woman at the well, how many of you say, I will receive him right now as my healer, whatever I have need of? Raise your hand, say, I will receive him if you'll do that. The woman with her hands up, we never met. The Lord granted is my prayer. Now the lady seems to be moving from me. If the audience can pick up my voice. I see someone standing, if not for herself so much. She's praying for somebody else. And that's an elderly lady. It's her mother she's praying for. That's true. She has little heart packs, little heart flutters on. She can't sleep at night. Isn't that right? Raise your hand if that's true. And that lady's not from this country. That lady's from away from here. That lady is from Georgia. That's exactly right. And you're from Georgia. And you want prayer for your eyes, too. You're going blind in your eyes. But that's true. You believe God will make you well? If that's true, raise up your hand. All right. Now, do you believe? Now, have faith in God. While I'm praying for her, pray for yourself out there and believe God. He's here on the presence. Come here, sister. Blessed Savior, I pray that in Christ's name that you'll grant to this woman her desire. May the power of Almighty God rest upon her, and may she be healed and get every what she asks for. I pray this blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Now go rejoicing and happy and believe, sister, and be made well. All right. I'm not sure, but I believe I know this woman. I believe you're from Georgetown. Because aren't you Brother Arden Bradshaw-Lation? Of course, now this is Arden, it's different. You realize that there's difference right now. When I talk to you somewhere else, it's different right now. You feel the real, pleasant, healing life. It's the Holy Spirit. You're not here for yourself. You're here for somebody else. If that's a little girl, about 4 or 5 years old. She's got kidney trouble, and she lives in northern Indiana. That's true. That what you got in your hands, send it to her, and she'll be made well. Believe with all your heart now, and receive what she asked for in Christ's name. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Here's a lady that's a stranger to me. I don't know you. Never seen you in the line. We are strangers to each other, many years apart, maybe many, born many miles apart. I don't know you, never seen you. But Jesus Christ knows you. Something happened in the audience, a man appeared by me. Here he sits right here, ruptured navel. You believe, sir?
Yes.
Then Christ heals you and makes you well. Amen. That's the way to do it, believe. What did he touch? I've never seen the man. But he was healed right there. He touched the Lord Jesus who's present here. Take away that unbelief from you. Forget about me being William Branham. Look at Jesus Christ. He's the one to share. I challenge your faith in Christ's name to forget about me and believe that this is the Lord Jesus here. And see what will happen. I don't care where you are in the building. Now here's a little woman. I never seen her. She's older than I. I don't know who she is, where she's from, nothing about her. I am a perfect stranger to her. But Christ knows her. If he will reveal to me what you're here for, will you receive it and believe it? You had a funny feeling a few minutes ago when I spoke something, didn't you? It was your sister that's in the insane institution in Madison, Indiana. Is it correct for another woman to stand here in your center looking out over this way and the vision you were believing when he come up? It's exactly right. That's what done it. And the reason you're here tonight is because you got a heart trouble. You just had a heart attack. Exactly right. And I've seen how as I look at the vision that rolling land, you're from somewhere, you're in southern Indiana. You're from near Carson, that's where you're from. Go back home, you're well. Jesus Christ makes you well. That's just saith the Holy Spirit. Have faith and believe. Don't doubt. Just only believe. Can you recognize the omnipresence of the Lord Jesus? How wonderful. What's the matter? Over here in the corner, I see Ephesians. The doctor don't know whether it's cancer or TB. That's right. But if you believe it, you're healed anyhow. Your faith is faithful. There you are, the omnipresence of the living God. I challenge your faith. If thou canst believe. Now he has risen from the dead. He's here with us. That's him. That's the very thing he did when he was here on earth. 2,000 years has passed. He's still alive. And he's alive forevermore. Just believe, have faith. I don't know you, lady. I never seen you in my life. Know nothing about you. That's true, isn't it? Jesus Christ knows you. If God will reveal to me what you're here for, will you believe him and believe me to be his prophet? If he'll do that, you know something's got me anointed. You'll have to know it's that. Now, if I said, I'm going to lay my hands on you and be healed, you'd have a right to doubt that, but if God tells me something that you know to be the truth, then you know whether that's truth or not. Is that right? It's a female disorder. Operated. I see you coming off the operating table with something white over your face, but it wasn't successful. That's right. But that devil hid from the doctor, but he can't hide from God. Go home and be well, lady. Jesus Christ the healer. If you can, I'm a stranger to you, lady. Do you believe Jesus Christ, God's Son, is here? Do you believe He'll make you well? Diabetes is nothing but God to heal. Do you believe He'll make you well? Then go home and receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ, God's Son.
Amen.
Come, little lady. Do you believe? Now stop thinking that back there. It is not a telepathy. You can't get away with it now. Let me show you. I don't know this woman. Lay your hands on mine, lady. If God will reveal to me what's your trouble, He looking this way, you know I'm not reading your eyes. If God will reveal to me what's your trouble, will you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God and I'll be His servant? If you will, raise up your hand. You got a female trouble, a lady's trouble. That's right. You did have, you have it now. You're healed, go on your own and rejoice. And be glad, unsaid. That old kidney trouble and stuff bothering you, you believe God will make you well?
Yes.
Any of it? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, be in your healing and go on your road rejoicing. Amen. God bless you, brother. Believe. How do you do, lady? Wouldn't you love to go eat a good meal again like you used to? You've been all nervous, haven't you? Cause the Pepsi ulcer to be in your stomach. Don't get you a hamburger and eat it. Jesus Christ is all the way over your own joint. If thou canst believe, have faith in God. Do you believe? The living, omnipotent Christ is present here now to heal every person in here. Just a moment. Way back down the line, sitting right down here, such a young man. Your face straight and you thought you had son. You had heart trouble, didn't you? That's why I stand up on your feet. Jesus Christ heals you, son. You're well. Go on your road and be well. Do you believe Him? Have faith in God. There's a man I don't know. We're strangers to each other. I believe this man was baptized this morning, but I don't know you. Don't have no idea about you. Is that right? If Jesus Christ will reveal to me what you're here for, will you accept it? How many of the audience will receive it right now?
Amen.
If thou canst believe. Just have faith, don't doubt. The man has a skin trouble. That's right. And I see it's a prostate trouble also. That's right. It is waving your hand. And I see something dark standing between you and a woman. It's your wife. You're praying for her. She's a sinner. And you want her to become a Christian. That's thus saith the Lord. That's right. Go lay your hands on her and pray for her. God in heaven, do you believe? Do you believe that God will do it? If thou canst believe, I challenge your faith. Lay back in the back, wherever you are. Look and live. Have faith in God, wherever you are. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. If you can believe, watch. Look this way. Pray. Say, what are you watching, Brother Branham? Rebecca. Come back this way, little honey. Stop right where you are. There's my little girl. Who someday will be a prophetess also. That lady standing right there by you, honey, with a white hat on. She's suffering with the sinus trouble. Raise your hand and stand to your feet, lady. You're praying that God would call, let me call you. Is that right? Let my little girl lay her hands on you there. Oh, eternal God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke that demon that's bothering that woman. And let it be removed in Christ's name. Amen. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord Jesus reveal himself to you. Do you believe he's here? Then let me tell you, every one of you right now, if you can believe it, Jesus Christ makes every one of you well right now. If my word is true here, it's true there. If you'll do what I'll tell you to do, you can be healed right now. Do you believe it? Then put your hands on one another. Just lay your hands over on one another, inside or out. Don't you know? I heard a death spirit leave. There is the resurrected Christ, oh eternal and blessed God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I challenge every unclean spirit in the name of Christ the Lord that it'll leave this place, go out of these people, and may the great Holy Ghost now baptize everyone in here with great faith to believe. Oh, Satan, you demon, you bluffed the song enough. Christ is raised, he's standing here with the keys of death and hell hanging on him. The power of healing has been paid for, and we adjure thee by the name of Jesus Christ, the living Son of God, that you depart from these people. Come out of them, Satan, that they go and be made well. If you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ heals you, stand up to your feet and accept the divine healing power of Almighty God. That's it. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. You're everyone healed. Stand on your feet and give God praise. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's give him praise as we make him. And praise and bless the Son of God.